All right, Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, is with us to talk about what's going on in his neck of the woods. And, well, first of all, hopefully you had a Merry Christmas. I know you had to travel up into some cold weather country. Of course, it's cold weather country here, too.
Yep.
Sounds like it's going to get even colder. You have good holidays?
Yeah, I did. Ate too much, and now it's kind of on the, you know, the typical cycle of let's lose some weight and try to get our pants to fit again.
So what's your guilty pleasure when it comes to desserts?
Desserts? All of it? That's tough. Probably pumpkin pie. Actually, my mom made homemade ice cream. Vanilla and pumpkin and stuff. You can just, you know, it's that real icy, milky.
Tough to beat.
I can eat bowl after bowl of that stuff. Don't feel full. Delay that for another year before I
tackle that. Yeah, that's how it is when I go out to my mom and dad. My mom makes all this stuff for Christmas, and my dad's like, hello, I live here the other 364 days a year. Why don't I get that type of cooking? Like, hey, enjoy it while we're here, you know? I think I had 18 pieces of pie in 2 days.
Oh, man,
it was good. Good stuff. Let's update. Let's start with water. Water is the thing. You are the water guru.
I'm the water guy.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you know, again, it's on repeat, but I think it's good to keep it in front of us because it's something we've been dealing with for decades, and hopefully we can knock it out here in the next few years. But one step that we've taken and we've talked about a little bit is the kind of a joint feasibility study between Rural Waters 2 and 3 along with Beloit. So we had a kickoff meeting on December 8th. I think Chad is there to report on a little bit. And kind of what we've done is developed a scope of services from two engineering firms to say, hey, can you look at this and say, is it first of all feasible for us to connect? Secondly, what are those costs going to be? And then what does that look like as far as a water rate, you know, for everybody? You know, because everybody's used to different rates, different types of really treatment processes, and therefore a product. You know, the water you think is water, but there are different, you know, the water comes out, whether it's soft or harder or different types. And so there's different costs of treating it different ways. So what does that look like for everybody? And so before we get too far along, I think it'd be great if we could all come together and do a joint water facility. I think that'd be ideal. But if it doesn't work from an economic or even just a physical, you know, location standpoint, then why force it? So hopefully, you know, part of that even is studying, you know, water rights. That's another big thing that you don't really think about. But everybody has different rights to the lake. And also then as Beloit, we have a right to a certain water out of the river. So the lake releases the water to the river, and we take it out of the river at the point down there by that roller dam or whatever, the spillway down there at the Chautauqua Park. So all that has to go together. Of course, that all has to go through different processes and committees and state commissions, et cetera. So hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll have a lot clearer picture on not only the physical ability to do this, but also just the financial ability to do this. So again, just we keep rolling along, but I think that's a necessary step, and we've got that all signed and squared away. So the study is in process.
All right. Strategic planning had the second meeting, right? Lots of really good ideas out there. Yeah. Is some things picking up some steam?
Yeah, there was. You know, I think the first group, first meeting, I think we had the number one, included all the volunteers from what Kurt Frazier was trying to get out there. So that was really good. Our second was 80, and I think that blew a lot of the other areas out of the water, too. So it shows that Mitchell County and the communities in it are really serious about this. And so kind of some of the ones that I've been able to help with, and there's a lot of great ideas out there, is the joint one that the school and the college are looking at, kind of a multi-purpose facility, education facility. And the cool thing for Beloit, potentially, if we can get this to work out, and it's all at the very infant stages, is maybe repurposing the administration building or trying to see if we can do that big building up there at North Campus. You know, we've got a lot of those buildings there, and they're being used for a lot of great things, you know, whether it's the Alternative Learning Center or the daycares, et cetera. But there might be an opportunity there for some joint efforts and for some potentially, you know, it's, again, like I said, it's in the infancy, but some expansion of the ALC type concept, the Alternative Learning Center concept, and being able to maybe utilize some of that. So we'll see where that goes. But, yeah, like I said, there's probably 10 or 11 other great projects that Whether or not they necessarily get dollars right away from this, just going through the process is going to be great for them, and put them in top of the line maybe for future funding from Dane Hansen. There's one that I think that a couple of us guys, including Wade, might help with. They're going to look even just at the sports complex. Kind of go through that exercise so we maybe don't get this round, but we have kind of a plan and kind of like I said, Dane Hansen, which is a huge privilege for us as a county to be in that 26 county footprint. We'll then have that box checked if we ever said, hey, let's put in a new ball field or a concession stand or whatever, mm-hmm. bathrooms or whatever it is. So you just really see that a lot of community members are getting together for probably the project they're passionate about, but mm-hmm. passion's what drives that stuff. And so it's great to see that.
Absolutely. Jason Rabe, City Manager of Beloit, is with us today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health System. So, all right, anything else that we need to touch upon?
Well, I think the last one that people always are curious about, we talk about, is Little Red Schoolhouse, and that's a big deal for some people. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to see kind of the city, the county, and the school district kind of coming together. And then, the generosity of Mr. Jerry Betker is really funding the fix-up and the rehab of that facility. So we about have a draft agreement put together for, how we're going to, maintain it going forward. And hopefully, it's an iconic building for this area. It's something that we're kind of known for, and maybe not to the order of the big ball of twine, but we're maybe it can be something like that and be kind of an educational piece for people. So we're hoping to have that kind of before all those bodies sometime in January, and kind of get maybe the new roof and siding and stuff here when the weather warms up a little bit. It's not 0 degrees, but kind of get that weatherproof again before any further damage happens. So that's another one that we've been working on for a while. It's about finished.
Sounds good. Well, lots of good things that are in store. I mean, when you got a lot of people that are involved, that are caring about the community, you got lots of projects, different ones, and we'll see how it all turns out.
That's right.
That's outstanding. Right. Outstanding. Jason Rabe, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters. So, big New Year's Eve plans?
No, just try not to eat too much of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, but for some people, don't drink too much.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
as well.
So, do that. I got some family coming up to Beloit, so my wife's side, so that'll be fun. We'll probably watch lots of football.
That's absolutely
my favorite time. I actually kind of forgot. What time of the year already it is, because somebody was sitting off, K-State's playing, so I was like, shoot, it's tonight, so I started watching the game.
Iowa plays last night, too.
Your Hawkeys are playing today.
Yeah, they played a great bowl. We just got a great draw. I get to play in Yankee Stadium in 20 degrees against Boston College, so that's a real winner.
That sounds like a great 7-5.
Here's your reward, kids. Go play in the baseball stadium.
K-State, they play up in Phoenix.
K-State
had to play in that bowl the first year it opened. They had to play Syracuse.
Well, the problem is we got so far down the pecking order, because Ohio State, so that really pushes us down. So,
Even though you beat them by 1,000
points.
It doesn't mean anything because you're not Ohio State, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's too bad.
Maybe somebody had texted me this morning, maybe more interesting, they just busted out some baseball bats and played baseball.
I might
actually tune into that.
Boston College, Iowa baseball. That'd be
okay.
good stuff. I'd tune in
be
for
different,
that.
So.
I'm cool with it. All right, well, Happy New Year to you, we'll talk to you again in 2018.
All right, sounds good.
Jason Rabe, the City Manager of Beloit. He was with us every Wednesday at the end of the month to talk about what's going on in our area. 7:55 our time, 0 degrees our temperature on a Wednesday, December 27, 2017.